Chapter 13. Run as fast as you can. Still moving quietly so as not to wake her sister, Anna Marie sped down the stairs and through the kitchen door. Her foot caught the loose step, and she faltered for a moment, righting herself, then dashed across the ground to the place where her mother lay. Mama, she called desperately. Mama!
Shh, Mama said, raising her head. I'm all right.
But Mama, Anna Marie asked, kneeling beside her, what's wrong? What happened? Her mother pulled herself to a sitting position. She winced in pain. I'm all right, really. Don't worry. And the Rosens are with Henrik. That's the important thing. She smiled a little, though her face was drawn with pain, and she bit her lip, the smile fading. We got there quite quickly, even though it was still so dark, and it was difficult for the Rosens, not knowing the path. Henrik was there waiting on the boat, and he took them aboard and down below so quickly to the cabin that they were invisible in an instant. He said the others were already there. Peter got them there safely, too. So I turned and hurried home. I was so anxious to get back to you girls. I should have been more careful. Talking softly, she brushed some grass and dirt from her hands. Can you believe it? I was very nearly here. Well, maybe just halfway. When I tripped over a root and went sprawling. Mama sighed. So clumsy, she said, as if she were scolding herself. I'm afraid my ankle is broken, Anna Marie. Thank goodness it's nothing worse. An ankle mends. And I'm home, and the Rosens are with Henrik.
You should have seen me, Anna Marie, she said, shaking her head with a wry look. Your proper mama, crawling inch by inch. I probably looked like a drunkard. She reached for Anna Marie's arm.
Here, let me lean on you. I think if you support me on this side, I can make my way up to the house. Goodness, what a clumsy fool I am.
Here, let me put my arm over your shoulders.
You're such a good, strong, brave girl. Now, very slowly. There.
Mama's face was white with pain. Anna Marie could see it even through the faint light of the approaching dawn. She hobbled, leaning heavily on her daughter, pausing again and again toward the house.
When we get inside, I'll have a cup of tea and then we'll call the doctor. I'll tell him that I fell on the stairs.
You'll have to help me wash away the grass and twigs.
Here, Anna Marie, let me rest for a minute.
They had reached the house, and Mama sank down to the steps and sat. She took several deep breaths. Anna Marie sat beside her and held her hand.
Mama, I was so worried when you didn't come back.
Mama nodded.
I knew you would be. I thought of you, worrying, as I dragged myself along. But here I am, safe with you now. Everything's fine. What time is it?
It must be 4:30, or close to it.
They'll sail soon.